Greetings once again, O fair and gentle listener. Yes, I'm afraid it's me again, your rascally rambler. I do apologize for posting so much lately. I hope it's not getting on anyone's nerves. There were just a few things that I wanted to mention in my previous bit of weekend updatage that did not get into that boo, because somebody was rabbiting on too much and ran out of time. First of all, though, before I go on to that, I should say that the piece of music that's currently playing in the background is an Erik Satie piece played on harp by Quebec harpist Valérie Milot, M-I-L-O-T. She is my second favorite Canadian harpist, my first being Laurie Papajohn. Laurie does a lot of Celtic and folk and world music, whereas Valérie is strictly a classical harpist. So if you enjoy this sort of thing, I would highly recommend that you check her out. She is on iTunes. She's a struggling artist, and I'm sure she would very much appreciate your support. Anyhow, on to the thing that did not get into my previous post. My father got up to some rather interesting escapades on Friday. And I'm a tad frustrated because I'm going to have to be the one to clean up his mess. So I'm afraid this is going to be a bit of a rant, and I do hope you'll forgive me for that. What happened was that on Friday afternoon, Dad got a call from one of those stupid computer scammers. Now, the guy that called actually went about things halfway intelligently. He said something like, hello, I'm calling you from Microsoft to inform you that you are running an illegal copy of Windows. If you want to continue using this copy, you're going to have to pay for it, which means I'm going to need your credit card details. Now, my dad actually listened to this scammer, which is really silly, because my mother and I have informed him before on numerous occasions that he should have no dealings with anyone claiming to be from Microsoft, or an internet company that isn't theirs, or a computer maintenance company. We've told him that these people are scammers, and that they're just trying to get access to his credit card information, or to cause as much harm to his computer as possible. But did he listen? Oh no. He actually went along with the scammer, and went to whatever website he was told to go to. Now, what really bugs me about this is that any halfway's intelligent person would know that when you buy a computer at a big box store like Staples or Future Shop, as my parents did, you are given a legal copy of Windows with your machine. But did my dad think of that? No, he did not. So I'm really concerned that this scammer could have gained remote access to my parents' computer and could have installed malware or a keystroke logger. We don't actually know what he did. My father is not very computer literate, unfortunately. As Ruth Rendell would say, when it comes to computers, he's a few dips short of a limbo. I love that expression. I had to use that one somehow. I'm just a bit annoyed. My mom does use a computer at work. But if something goes wrong, there's always a tech there to fix it for her, and she gets rather impatient if she has to spend a lot of time on the computer at home, which I actually do understand. But it's kind of a pain to try to walk her through doing a virus scan or installing new programs, that sort of thing. She isn't really as knowledgeable about computers as she should be either, which means that their machine does not get maintained very well. So I have a feeling that next time I'm at my parents' place, which might be for Thanksgiving next weekend, I'm going to have to install NVDA and do a virus scan and install some anti-spyware software and try to clean anything up that may have gone afoul. I wouldn't really mind this, except that my dad should really know better. I hate to say this, God love him, he's a wonderful guy in many ways, but sometimes he can just be an idiot. Maybe I shouldn't air my feelings on this subject so freely, given that this is a public venue, but luckily my dad is probably never going to know about this. He doesn't even know that Audio Boom exists, and I have no intention of telling him. But just to illustrate my point that he doesn't listen, this one time when I was visiting my parents, my dad was cooking a roast of pork. Now, he's actually a very good cook, but he was using a glass roasting pan, and he decided partway through the cooking process that he didn't have enough liquid in there and that he needed to add some more. So before I could stop him, because I wasn't aware of what he was going to do, he took the glass roasting pan out of the oven and added some cold water to it. Now, any cooks among you can probably just imagine what happened when he did that. The glass pan shattered and went all over the floor. The roast of pork fell to the floor as well. And disaster ensued. My parents had just installed new laminate flooring in their kitchen. And when the greasy roast of pork plopped to the floor, it took some of the coloring out of some of the floorboards, which meant that my parents had to get them replaced. Now, as if that weren't bad enough, I was there another time when this almost happened again. It was actually very strange that I happened to be there that day as well, because I don't visit them all that often. But my dad, God love him, was making a roast of chicken or something like that, and again, he was using a glass roasting pan, a new glass roasting pan, that my parents had just bought. And he said, oh, I'm going to have to add some liquid to this. Now, thank God, my mom was around that day, and she was able to stop him. And she said, don't you ever think? Don't you remember what happened last time you tried to do that? And my dad was like, oh yeah, I forgot. Oops. The first time it happened, Mom was at work, and I would have told him not to do that if I could have, but I didn't know what was going to happen. And so, of course, when I heard the god-awful smash of the roasting pan shattering on the floor, I was quite startled. And when my mom got home from work that day, she was understandably very miffed. So yeah, we love my dad. He is a super person in many, many ways, but sometimes we wonder where his brain goes. Urgh! Anyway, folks, I have rattled on enough. I better stop now before I either bore you all to tears or frustrate you to no end. I'm going to go get myself some lunch. I bought this lovely black olive pâté the other day, and I'm going to have that with some cheese and cream crackers, I think. It should be very good. Alrighty, folks, talk to you all another time.